I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're headed to Junction. It's a street name and a neighborhood in Toledo, Ohio.
My name is Alicia Smith. I am the executive director for Junction Coalition, located at 419 Junction. I am excited about our work in four pillars of justice, which are social justice, environmental justice, economic justice, and peace.
For Alicia and Junction Coalition, economic justice means community-owned businesses and entrepreneurship. Environmental means a maintenance and care for property and the repurpose of vacant spaces. Social justice means communication, resources, self-determination. And peace means cultural awareness and self-care. Alicia is looking to establish these four pillars of justice within her own community, the one she grew up in, Junction.
Well, Junction Coalition is on the south side, 98.9%. African-American or a Black BIPOC community. If you look at the urban affairs documentation, if you look at any of the statistics and census tracts, they would have you to believe that we're a community of poverty. It is not about being a community of poverty. It's not the poverty of dollars. It is the poverty of information, education, resource, and access. We said we'll be our own Superman. Let's create a nonprofit that is led by the community for the community. Let's hold the stakeholders accountable who receive funding for communities that are disadvantaged and hold everybody's foot to the fire, even ours.
So this nonprofit was created as a way to provide a viable voice and cultivating healthy relationships and a better quality of life for the people of Junction. They did this in a few different ways. One is with bi-monthly cleanups, keeping the streets of Junction clean and safe.
We would begin to petition our federal and financial institutions to ask for support with light elimination so our children could walk to school and see beauty rather than internalize broken windows and harm.
Another way would be investing in homeowner education, providing information on issues like tax delinquency or foreclosure.
We begin to work with our financial institutions such as our partners in Fifth Third and Huntington Bank to ensure that there was language that would get our homes rebuilt and restructured.
The coalition also worked with ABLE, Advocates for Basic Legal Equality.
And that is where change began to take place. If you ask us who we are, we will tell you that we are the future, we are the present, and we are what is moving the city of Toledo. We are the template of what every city should do with communities that have been disinvested, and that is to turn your attention and work intensively to heal the harm to which has been put upon families, individuals who have aged in place, legacy homes, and create a system of care. And we became our own Superman with the partners that we have within the city of Toledo.
The positives Alicia just described, the partners that she works alongside with to create Junction Coalition, can also be a negative, or at least a difficulty for other communities. Alicia mentioned it's the hardest part, capacity building with a forgotten neighborhood.
You've got communities that don't have the educators and the executive directors and the elite that can lead and make sure that you don't bump your head and can cover you. So you make mistakes and you have to know that's okay. Sometimes you pay a heavy price for those mistakes, but you keep working because it is the elders, the children, the middle age, those that don't have and haven't had for some time. It's why you keep working. You keep working. You keep working. And working is an action. So it means that you can listen to the community. You can plan with the community, but you have to act. You have to do. And sometimes it comes with a great price of fatigue. And you have to know how to take care of yourself. So the difficult part is the fatigue. The difficult part is the lack of information and capacity. And so you have to build capacity.
You can almost hear it in Alicia's voice, that same sense of fatigue, but also perseverance. A sense that there's still work ahead after such a long road behind.
So I will say without tearing up that this year we saw so much death. We saw death through COVID. We saw death through hardship and isolation of our children and not knowing what to do. But we also saw so much life. We saw community say, hell no, we won't go, but we will grow. And we'll grow together. And don't do nothing to us or for us without us. So voices were lifted. People power was built. And I would say to my brothers and sisters that are in the trenches and doing the work on the front line, cry when you need to, but make sure that you self-care. If you don't do anything else, take a moment for yourself. If you don't do anything else, but allow yourself an hour a day, 30 minutes a day, to just focus on you. I think that's the most important thing that I've learned, is to take some time away so that I can appreciate having the ability to stay humble in this work.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.